Today will be Ezra Hashem be learned of Sama Ches and Masech Diksubis. Some of the topics we will learn about include the case of Ein Mechayv and Oise Limkres Beisoy Ves Klei Tashmishay, in which one is eligible for Matnas Aniyim without selling his belongings. The halacha that a Yisoy Meketana can extract Isu Nechasim from the Yershim when she matures. The Machlekes if a Yisoy Menara, they got married, and the Begeris are entitled to Isu Nechasim. The machlekes of Shaman Ba'av, if we consider the father's nature, whether he was generous or frugal, in providing the Yisema with a Nadunya. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Matnas Aniyim. The Torah entitles several benefits for the poor people. This includes Leket, collecting crops which were dropped by the owner, Shikcha, collecting crops which were forgotten by the owner, Peya, collecting crops from the edge of the owner's field. Eloi Masayim Zuz, Yishloi Matnas Aniyim. One who is poor to the extent that he does not possess 200 zuz, he is eligible for matnas aniyim. However, yeshlei masayim zuz, ein lo matnas aniyim. If he possesses 200 zuz, he is not eligible for matnas aniyim. Nedunya b'chayi ha'av lo yivches lo mechamishim zuz. While the father is alive, he is required to provide his daughter with a minimum nedunya of 50 zuz. Nedunya la'achar misas ha'av. Bas hanizaynis min ha'achim noitelas isu nechasim. When the father is not alive, a yesema who is supported through her brothers is entitled to a larger nedunya equal to 1/10 of the father's estate.